Thank you for joining us today as we continue to pray through the Bible. Again, just talking to God, something we all want to learn to do in a deeper and fresher way. We're using some passages to help us do that, to help us to think a little differently about prayer. Today's passage is Joshua chapter 10, verse 14. There has been no day like it before or since when the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Let's talk about the context of this verse. Joshua led his army on an all-night march and caught the kings of the Amorites by surprise. And then God took over. He hurled large hailstones down on the Amorites from the sky, and in answer to Joshua's prayer for more fighting time, he caused the sun to stand still in the middle of the sky. Indeed, God fought for Israel. But the most amazing thing in this story is the fact that the Creator God listened to a man. Our prayers are not for the alteration of the sun's pattern, but they involve God's miraculous work just the same. Sometimes that's the salvation of a loved one, or a physical healing, or strength through an illness, resisting temptation, the restoration of a relationship. The list goes on. God hears and answers our prayer. As the prophet says, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short, nor his ear too dull to hear. Let's think of some talking points here. Joshua needed light for more fighting time. God listened to him. He listened to a man, and he still listens to us today. Tell God what you need. What battles do you need God to fight for you? And then talk to God about your children. Ask God to teach them early on that he hears and responds to their conversations with him. Teach them that prayer is simply talking to God. Lord, thank you for hearing the cries of my heart. Thank you for responding to the needs of my life. Thank you that I can talk with you as a father and as a friend. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.